Why is atheism rising so much in today's world? Is it also a sign of the advent of Kali Yuga? Answer.
We could look for
explanation of a particular socio-cultural trends at different levels. And if we could say that it is because of Kali Yuga, then there can be hundreds of things that can be attributed to the age of Kali, and then that doesn't really help us in any equip us with a practical understanding of what to do to deal with it, if or anything to do with deal with it. So then we could say that it's like, if it's summer and it's getting hot, yes, it's getting hot is because of summer, but in some places there is unseasonably hot, it's unseasonally hot, far far more than the usual heat. Then we can look for some specific causes. Is there some climate change, or is there some other local factor that is causing it? So sun is the ultimate cause of the summer, we could say heat. If there would be no sun, there would be no summer heat. But referring to the sun as the cause of a hot summer is not particularly helpful in considering if there are any other specific causes which has caused the sun's heat to accumulate more, or to for the temperature to rise. So we need to consider factors at various levels and then look at factors at the level at which we can deal with them. So firstly, it's not that atheism has not been there in the past. If you see Buddhism and Jainism, at an official level, at a doctrinal level, they were atheistic. And, or more specifically, you could say they didn't talk about God. Some of the thinkers actively denied the existence of God. But overall, they were definitely non-theistic, if not atheistic. And in that context, it's important to understand that whenever any particular school of thought gets active proponents, gets powerful proponents, then that school of thought will spread. So Prabhupada was asked, how will the Krishna consciousness movement spread? And he said that it depends, he gave different answers, but he says it depends on the preachers. If they propagate actively, then the Krishna consciousness movement will spread by that. So similarly, if we consider the specifics at particular times in history, it will very well happen that certain schools of thought may get very powerful proponents, and certain socio-political, socio-cultural settings may just be right for those thinkers to spread their thoughts. So I would like to break this down in three parts, that the current historical situation, the the rise of the new atheists, what the new atheists are and what they say, and their misappropriation, their use or abuse of science for their ulterior purposes. So, of course, new atheism today is not as wildly aggressive as it was even a decade ago, when books like The God Delusion and The End of Faith by Sam Harris, or Letter to a Christian Nation, or Christopher Hitchens, these were considered to be the atheist trinity. And sometimes Daniel Dennett is added to that. So this, I would say, was a, largely speaking, a strong reaction to 9/11 and the religious fanaticism that alarmed and outraged the Western world. So when this happened, when the world started for, when world awoke in a very jolting way to the jolted way to the specter of religious terrorism, then at that time, rather than targeting this particular religious group or the religious subgroup, you could say, which is responsible for that attack, and rather than targeting the specific religion which was from which those terrorists had come, targeting a particular religion in today's world is considered politically incorrect. It's considered Islamophobia there. But while Islamophobia is a valid word, there is no such thing word as a theophobia, that a fear of religion or fear of God, religiophobia. So if somebody criticizes religion per se, that is considered fashionable today. If somebody criticizes a particular religion, that is considered to be politically incorrect. That person is considered to be violating people's right to practice their own religion, and that person is condemned often. So the new atheists, so overall, because of the alarm caused by religious terror, by religiously inspired violence, or at least violence that was supposed to be inspired by religion, the result was that there was a widespread alarm, and the new atheists tapped into that, saying that religion is the cause of all evil. So while religious terrorism has been there for a long time, again, the word religious terrorism is a loaded term, but violence that had various causes, including religion being one particular cause, has been there for a long time. It especially increased in recent times when its visibility increased in recent times because of 9/11 and the aftermath. So 9/11 was a huge scar on the American psyche, on the Western psyche at large, and the upswelling of resentment and anger and fear was tapped by the new atheists, and thus the Western world was ready at that particular time for an upsurge of religious violence, for an upsurge of aggressive countering of religion per se, condemning of religion per se. So that we could say in the recent historical context, the setting was just right for a wholesale condemnation of religion, and that's what the new atheists did. Now the new atheists, whatever be the validity of their arguments, and some of their arguments are very poor, but they are very powerful rhetorical. Many of them are very good writers, and we can and should acknowledge the literary skills of even people who are ungodly or anti-godly. Just like in the Mahabharata, it is acknowledged that Duryodhan was a great mace fighter. In fact, he was, in terms of skill, better even than Duryodhan, even than Bhima. So the Mahabharata has no compunctions for admitting that Duryodhan had great mace skills. Although that does not mean he was a great warrior in terms of being virtuous warrior. So similarly, at this particular point of time, those who have taken up the mantle of atheism, they are good writers, and they tapped into the current undercurrent of resentment and anger and alarm towards religion, and they wrote blusterous critiques of religion. And in general, extremist arguments attract attention far more than moderate or reasonable positions. So just as religious rabble-rousers, religious teachers who speak moderately, reasonably, they may attract some following, but those who make extreme religious statements, they can attract they can captivate people and they can abuse people's sentiments for their own purposes. Just as there can be religious extremism, there can also be non-religious extremism. And the new atheists, what is new about them is their extremism. So Sam Harris famously said that if he had a choice to remove either rape or religion from the world, he would choose to remove religion, because as a rape hurts people only once in a lifetime or like that, but religion hurts people throughout their lives. So this was the vehemence of the new atheists. Even they said that, give them that, to teach a child a particular religion before the child comes to rationality, comes to rational thinking, is child abuse. And he said that strong laws should be passed to stop this child abuse by indoctrinating children in religion. Now that which is considered to be a cherished religious traditional, a religious duty, cultural duty to pass on one's culture, the children, now they're condemning that. So, by the sheer venom and extremism of their tone and their statements, all of which attract attention, they also attracted a lot of attention. Just because of the sheer amount of sensationalism with which they were presenting things or they were arguing things. And the end result of all this was that they became phenomenal bestsellers and they acquired a huge amount of following. And thirdly, they appropriated science for their own purposes. That they started claiming that science was on their side, that the only way to be scientific is to be, the only real way, reasonable way to be scientific is to be atheistic. If somebody is not atheistic, then they cannot be scientific. And they have to, if they are not atheistic, then they are not saying scientific, they are being gullible, they are being unscientific, they are even being anti-scientific. And all this started having an effect on people, and sometimes even religious teachers played into their hands by positioning religion as in a war with science, and by attacking religious theory, scientific theories as being anti-religious, anti-God, without considering the nuances of various things. So in today's world, if people have to choose between religion and science, most people feel that religion deals with facts, whereas religion deals with faith, whereas science deals with facts. And most people would choose science instead of religion. Now, what these new atheists are propagating is actually not science but scientism. The idea that science alone is the answer to all questions. The idea that science alone can provide us all valid knowledge about all subjects. And the idea that there is no validity to any knowledge that is not vindicated through science and not ascertained through science. So because of this, now there are books also written which expose the scientific pretensions of atheism, but those books have not got anywhere as widespread circulation and popularity as have got the atheistic books themselves. And so because of the alarm over religiously instigated violence, the polemical extremism and expertise of the atheistic writers, and the misappropriation of science by atheists for their own propagating their own ideology, because these are three broad factors that have contributed to the spreading of atheism. But we can see that like all such trends, their popularity now is going down, and it will in its own way keep going up and down. Such trends will keep happening. If we can address the fundamental concerns by presenting spirituality as non-sectarian means for expanding one's consciousness, then people will see extremism as just one small aspect of religion. People will see science as one valuable but finite but valid tool for knowledge for only one aspect of reality. And to the extent talented and vibrant, intelligent, dedicated people get attracted to theism and to spirituality, and they start speaking, sharing spirituality, to that extent, spiritual wisdom can also spread and spiritual consciousness can also spread. Thank you.